Category is Bring It to the Runway. Category is stars, statements, and legends. Tens across the board. Hold that pose for me.
Wish I did.
Red Rave!
I just had a full-on heart attack. Hi!
Hi, welcome!
I'm Perry.
I'm Sarah.
We don't normally introduce ourselves, ever.
No.
But whatever.
Never, ever.
Okay. This is a special episode.
So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, special ep.
A spep?
Spep. Speppio.
No.
It's all rave all the time this episode.
All rave.
No rant, just rave.
Full on rave.
Okay. What is this month?
Pride Month!
Yes! So, we're doing our queer shows episode.
Queer shows episodes! Yeah, we're gonna rant about all our favorite
gay stuffs.
Gay, queer, lesbian, LGBTQIA, every letter in the alphabet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start.
I don't know.
I still haven't watched.
Oh, how was your week?
Oh, how was my week? My week was good.
That's good.
Yeah, we did a fun thing.
We did do a fun thing that Sarah's going to talk about next week.
Yeah, I'm going to rave about it. But I'll tell you anyway. We went and saw Phantom of the Opera.
In Toronto.
And it was really good.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. So good.
It was amazing.
Rave reviews.
Yeah. So, tune in next week to hear more about that.
I had a good week, too, actually. Like, it was all kind of leading up to, like Phantom. And
yeah.
It was just, like, slow because I'm so excited, but
yeah,
it was good. I've been looking forward to recording this, too.
Yeah. I'm excited.
We have a good week this week because we're
seeing
Alienation
in 3 days. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So excited.
Yeah. Good stuff's coming
up. My Gucci shirt comes in this week.
Oh, yeah. You're excited about that.
I'm so excited.
You got rainbow Vans?
Yeah. Yes. Today's outfit is I have on my rainbow edition old school Vans and then my old Navy Pride t-shirt. I tried to look as gay as possible for this episode.
I'm just super cash.
For this non-visual thing.
We just really like to, you know, play our parts.
Yeah. Do you want to start with RuPaul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cover girl!
Put that beast
in your walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body talk. Wow. Yeah, we love Ru.
We do.
We love RuPaul.
I remember when we decided to do this episode, it was because we had both kind of just watched season 9.
Yeah.
It came out on Netflix. On Netflix. And, oh my god, the texts I sent to Sarah were all in caps and, like, just screaming.
Yeah.
Because season 9, and you can fight me on this, was probably one of the better seasons.
It was a good season.
It was a good season.
Yeah. And Perry has definitely watched more RuPaul than I have. But I just, you know, I watch it.
And it's one of the shows
and
where
I feel happy.
Yeah.
Like, even when some drama's going down.
Oh, I get excited about
I
that.
I love it. It just, I feel good when I watch RuPaul. But then I also kind of get a little, like, because, you know, like, those guys do such a good job.
Yeah.
Like, becoming their drag queen personas. And they always look so beautiful, and I'm like, I am a female, and I look like a potato.
That's false. You look
awesome. No, I know, but, like, if I stood next to a drag queen.
That's true. I've met two drag queens in person, and they're both at the drag bar in Quebec, and one of them was at the door, was selling tickets, and the other one looked at me, knew I didn't speak French, and also knew I needed a bathroom.
And she just was, by looking at you?
Yeah, because I kind of
so
walked
intuitive.
Up. And she was like, you don't speak French, do you? And I was like, no! I'm like, but can you help me? And she's like, you need a bathroom. It's downstairs. I'm like, I love you.
Merci.
Thank you.
I got yelled at by a drag queen once.
Whoa, oh no.
Yeah, at a drag bar.
Wow.
In Toronto. Yeah, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't like a mean yell.
Yeah.
It was like, I was at, so there's a bar in Toronto called Cruisin' Tango.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite places. I love it so much. And they do like a drag show. So there's like drag queens on stage. And I was like right up at the front.
Yeah.
And this drag queen goes, okay, who is, like, whose first time is it here? Yeah. Who hasn't been to a drag bar before? And I was like, me! Woo! Yes! I'm drunk. I was, like, having a good time. And she was like, oh, you are new. I was like, yeah! And she asked me where I was from, and I was like, I'm from Collingwood. And she's like, what the hell is a Collingwood? And I was like, it's just a small town, like, little small hick town in, like, bumfuck nowhere. And she goes, honey, I'm from buttfuck Newfoundland. I know the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I'm living right now.
A fucking goofy drag queen. I love it.
It was amazing. Yeah. She was super cool. It was a good time. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the first. Oh my God. Do you know it's only been on TV since 2009?
I think I did know that.
That's crazy. I thought it was on like a little bit longer than that at least. But yeah. I guess it's like 10 years.
No, it's almost 10 years. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It has two spin-off shows, RuPaul's Drag U and RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, which was the season that just happened, I'm pretty sure.
The one that was on TV.
I think so, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
I haven't seen it, though. I haven't watched that
Neither
season.
Neither have I.
Because I don't, you know.
I don't watch.
I don't get that channel on regular TV, and I'm not good at finding shows on the internet if they're not on Netflix.
I know how to get it on TV, on the websites, so we'll watch it together sometime.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have to burp.
Just do it. Let it out.
No, it was. I'm not good at that. You're Sarah. Like little break here. Sarah is a belcher. Like she's good at belching too. Like. On her resume, it should be, like, number two.
It should be noted, though, I can't make myself burp. I just don't really have manners. So I'll just burp wherever.
It's an honest to God, like...
After book club yesterday, we walked out.
I heard butt club, and I was like, what is that?
Hey, it's Pride Week, you know, that's whatever true. Your preference is. No, after book club yesterday, we walked out, and then, like, in the lobby... There were some old people sitting at the tables.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And I walked by and I just full on burped. And then I went, sorry. I don't think they were impressed.
Who's your favorite queen?
Oh, you know that answer. Thorgy Thor. I love her.
I don't think I have a favorite. Like I usually pick a favorite from like seasons.
Yeah.
I don't know who my season 8 favorite queen would be.
I love Thorgy Thor.
Thorgy Thor is really good.
I also love, I always forget her name, Cynthia Cuckoo.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Cynthia
her.
Cynthia LaFontaine.
I love her.
I really like Kim Chi. Ugh. I follow a lot of them on Instagram.
Kim Chi was good. I liked Kim Chi.
Yeah.
I liked Kim Chi's story.
Yes.
I wasn't, like, a huge fan of her drag, because it was very cartoony.
Yeah.
It was really aesthetically pleasing. Like, yeah. I did really,
I feel like she just had a lot of, like, interesting, like, runway looks. Like, there's one that I'm thinking of in my head, and it was, like, the white cherry blossom one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think
about?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, in awe. It was gorgeous.
For some reason, when I think of Kim Chi, and she must have done this look or something like that, in my head is a purple outfit with, like, pointy shoulder pads with feathers on them.
That's probably something she wore. Like, I wouldn't be, like...
I maybe just made that up in my head, but I feel like she did something like that. But, yeah, I did like Kim Chi.
It's probably because, like, I recently watched season 9 because all those queens are in my head. But, like, season 9, it took a while to get into... Like, it took me a little while to be able to, like, really, like,
it took me a while, before I picked a queen that I liked.
But, like, once I did, I, like, loved them. Like, my own children.
Yeah.
Pheromone was really good. She's really pretty, but she's super whiny.
Was she the...
The one in, like,
the... Was she the Britney one?
No, that's Derek Barry.
Derek Barry,
that's
right.
Oh, my God, I fucking hated Derek Barry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
Yeah. Sasha Velour was good.
Sasha Velour.
And she won, right?
Yeah. She,
and that
I like
was,
her a
like,
lot
well
because
deserved.
She wasn't, like, conventional drag. She did it her own way. And, like,
yeah.
She didn't really change because of the show at all.
No.
Which
no,
was awesome.
She was, like, good all the way through.
She was fucking weird and I liked it.
Her eyebrow thing.
Oh, yeah.
The thing in the middle. Yeah. It's like her third eye. That's what I always thought of it as. Let's see. Who else? Oh, Eureka.
Eureka was great. She was on this past episode, this past
season. Was she in the All-Stars too? Oh!
Because
she had to leave.
Yeah, she had to leave. So she got to get back. Peppermint was really good.
Great. You did like Peppermint, yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Nina Bonina Brown.
I was saying to Sarah Friday.
Yeah.
It was like, sometimes I get all in my head and I'm like, stop being such a Nina Bonina Brown. And get your shit together.
Sometimes you just have to, you know, talk yourself down.
Right? Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a big fan of her. Shea Coulee.
Shea Coulee was okay.
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of her.
Oh. She was in season 9. And she was, like, the thrifted drag girl and, like, oh, my.
The thrifted one?
Yeah, like, she was, like, always talking about how she'd wear a trash bag as her drag dress.
Oh,
and
I don't remember.
She has bleach blonded hair.
Blonded? Holy.
James Mansfield? No, I did not like James Mansfield.
Neither did I. I wasn't a big fan.
I thought there was nothing super impressive about her.
Who are you?
Sorry,
about?
Not sorry. It's from season 9. Hold on. Oh, you know, there's a thing called fucking the internet. You can help me.
I'm on the thingy. We can... Aja?
Aja? Okay, I didn't like Aja's makeup until maybe the last half of season 9.
Yeah, she had some trouble figuring it out.
And by season 9, the queen I've just been talking about, I of course meant season 8.
And Aja was the one who... Like, just started drag, right?
Yeah, Valentina was the one who just started drag. She'd only been drag for, like, 6 months.
Right. That's right.
Valentina was a, like, big shock. I liked her all throughout the season until the fateful moment when she did not take off. Her mask.
Yes.
I would like to keep it on, please. Like, what?
It's a lip sync.
And Ru was asking you to do something.
Like, if RuPaul asked me to do anything, even if I wasn't on Drag Race, if he asked me to do anything, I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Like, thank you.
God.
I should do that.
Why would you leave that on during a lip sync? It doesn't even make sense.
In the reunion episode, she was such a bitch.
Right? She was the one who fucking started all that drama, right?
She's the one who started everything.
Yeah.
And made Farrah cry and, like...
Yeah. That was wild.
Bob the Drag Queen.
I was just gonna say Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob the Drag Queen is still killing it today.
Good for you, Bob.
She didn't die.
She didn't die.
She has an attitude, but it's, like, not a bad attitude. It's just, like, I'm sassy and fun.
Acid Betty.
Fuck. No. I hated Acid Betty so much. Like,
you're
the
gonna say that?
Fuck her so hard. I did not like her.
Whenever they announced Acid Betty, in my head, I always thought, do you remember the show Atomic Betty?
Yes.
So they would say Acid Betty, and in my head, we'd go, Atomic Betty, you're galactic, girl.
And, Cynthia Lee Fontaine got Miss Congeniality for season 8.
Yes.
Because she had cancer?
Yeah. But she was fine.
Yeah, she's okay.
She's okay. She had to do... She had, like, a kidney thing, too. She really had a tough go. But I liked her. Cuckoo.
I think it's Chi-Chi Devane is the one that I'm thinking of. It is.
Please don't play with sound.
From... Oh, I remember Chi-Chi. Yeah. Oh my god, what did I just do? She was not my favorite.
I thought she was, like, pretty good.
Yeah, she was not my favorite drag queen. But, you know, that's okay.
I was so bored of Derek Barry. Like...
Well, because he had such a niche thing.
Like, you're an impersonator. You're not a drag queen.
I'm a Britney Spears impersonator. I want to separate myself from Britney Spears.
Continues to only do...
But I'm going to wear Britney Spears all the time. You know what she reminded me of?
What?
You know that really bad X Factor audition with the girl who's... looks like Pink and wanted to not be compared to Pink and came out and sang Pink. Yeah, that's what Derek Barry reminded me of.
That girl's fucking crazy.
That girl was crazy.
Like,
yeah. The X Factor girl, not Derek Barry. I feel like, and here's the thing, I feel like Derek Barry could be good.
Yeah.
With, like, you know.
Practice.
Some, like, drag queen tutoring.
Yeah.
You know?
Let Ru take you under her sweet baby wing.
Yeah. But.
Season 9 was an emotional season.
It was.
Like.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever cried so hard watching.
Yeah. I learned a lot watching season 9. Just about, like how, like, LGBT culture has, like, changed.
Yeah.
Because, who was it? I can't remember who it was. There was one of them on there who, like, had been in the drag world for a long time and had seen, like, a bunch of changes and, like, talked about, like, what it was like being gay, like, back in the day. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, and I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
I literally just looked at a list of all of them, and I can't remember who it was.
And his, like, their drag was, like, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, because I have
Charlie.
Memory.
Is it Charlie?
Of a goldfish. Excuse me, that was gross.
What was that?
It was a burp.
Oh.
That kind of got stuck. let's see who. No, I think maybe it was Sasha Velour.
Was it?
I think it was.
Because Charlie Hides also happened. Charlie Hides was also an older queen. Oh, Kimora Black.
Maybe it was both of them. I think it was maybe both of them.
Yeah.
Who would talk about, yeah. Yeah, it was both of them. They would both talk a lot about it. And there was one, I think it was season 9, one of them, or maybe it was Cynthia Lee Fontaine. She had a friend.
Yeah, that was,
And she was supposed to be there, right? Yeah. That was a tough episode to watch.
It was. I cried a lot.
Into your foot. Yeah. But I just, yeah. I feel like I learned so much when I watch RuPaul. And, like, not that I'll ever need that information in, like, the real world, but, like.
No, it's interesting. Like.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
And, like, I don't know. I feel like it's good to know the history of these things. Because, like, I mean, we say we've come a long way.
But.
In, like, supporting LGBT etc.
plus
communities,
plus.
But, like, we really haven't.
No.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, we've maybe moved, like, 2 inches.
Yeah. Like, there's, like, still so much progress that needs to be done, and, like, if we stop now, there's no way that it's ever gonna happen. Like, if people get comfortable, then, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, that's something that I feel like RuPaul does a lot. Like, a lot of people, like, there's a lot of problems with RuPaul because he can be kind of, like, exclusionary of trans people and, like, very kind of,
like, transphobic. Like, he did kind of say that had he known
that Peppermint...
Was it Peppermint?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had he known that Peppermint was transgendered and, you know, transitioning-ish, he wouldn't have let her on the show. And said he won't let transgenders on in the future, but...
And, like, that in itself, I think, takes away from the, like, whole idea of drag.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
And Peppermint released a statement, and she was really upset by that, because, all, like, like someone you respect so much, and then for them to say that about you, and it's like,
yeah. Yikes. And I think the important thing is, like, RuPaul said that, but like, not because he doesn't support people who are transgender, obviously, but I think, I don't know, I think it's his show, and, like, he obviously has like, a vision for it, and what he wants, and that sort of thing, but.
One time he saw a person drown and did nothing to save them.
Is that who Phil Collins wrote Calling in the Air Tonight about?
Probably. But yeah, there's like an interview Rue did where he was like, yeah, like, I happened to look out my window one day and saw someone obviously in need of help in the river. And then I just went on and minded my own business. And I was like,
what? I never knew about that.
Yeah, I see it on the interview on Tumblr all the time. Oh. And I was like,
wow.
That's.
Why would you even mention that?
I don't know what the question was.
Did someone ask, like, have you ever seen someone in help and not helped them? Like,
was it a job interview?
You would have to ask such a specific question to get that answer.
Right?
Oh, God. Oh, how strange.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No, that's...
Not a fan.
Kind of weird.
I still love you, RuPaul, but that's, you know...
A bit weird.
A little weird. Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about Drag Race?
I feel like we should speculate. Oh, okay. Okay, I have a game.
Oh, you have a game.
I do.
Kind of. I love a game.
Okay, so I'm going to name all the season 10 queens.
Oh, God, I'm going to lose. I don't know what the game is.
And you have to... We're going to speculate who we think wins based on their name.
Okay. Oh, just on their names.
Just on their names.
I don't get to see a picture.
I guess I can do a picture.
It's okay. No, just do their names.
Just do their names?
Yeah, okay. I'll paint a picture in my head.
Okay, yeah. While it loads, let's talk about the judges on RuPaul.
Carson Kressley, I love.
Yes. I also love Michelle...
I'm sorry, who?
Michelle Visage.
I like Michelle Visage,
her
too.
Her and Ru have a podcast together.
Oh, no, I knew that because the drag queens were on it. I acted like I was surprised, but I freaking knew.
Sarah was...
I know, I was like, what? I need to listen. Oh, apparently we just got excited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Our audio spiked so high.
We got really excited about the podcast. Yeah, I like myself, Michelle Visage. None of us can say her name. Who else is a regular? They're just the three regulars.
Yeah, just the three regulars.
I liked when Meghan Trainor came on as a guest judge.
In
her unicorn onesie.
I liked Lady Gaga's special appearance.
Did I see that?
Season 9.
I must have seen it then.
Episode 1 or 2. Oh,
we're just stroking out over
it was
here.
Episode 1. Oh. Because it was when the queens were walking in and, like.
Yes!
Like, oh my God, that's a really good.
She pretended to be a drag queen. Yes.
And everyone's like, well, this season's Derek Barry, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I do remember that. Todrick Hall was a guest judge one time.
He's Todrick helps out a lot with, like, the choreography parts that they have to do.
Yeah, he's been on it a couple times. Yeah. I like Todrick. He's good.
He's good. He's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
I love the judges. Okay, yeah.
Oh, God. First of all, I'm real sorry if I don't pronounce some of these right. So we have Vanessa Vanyi.
No.
Mateo.
She doesn't win.
Calorie Kardashian Williams.
Points for the name, but I'm going to say not a winner.
Mayhem Miller.
Potentially.
Yuhua Hamasaki.
I really want to see a picture of her. I don't know if she's a winner, though.
Dusty Ray Bottoms.
I like that name. Maybe a winner.
Blair St. Clair.
No.
No, I don't like it.
No. Sorry. Who are you, Gossip Girl?
Monique Exchange. Oh, no. I just combined two different queens. Monique Hart.
No.
The Vixen.
No.
Monet Exchange.
No.
Ms. Cracker.
Is she white?
Yeah. M-I-Z. Cracker.
Cracker. No.
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 Cameron Michaels.
No.
That's a fucking lame name. That's too plain.
Sorry.
Eureka.
I'm gonna say no. I think she'll go far, but I don't think she wins.
Asia O'Hara.
No.
Aquaria.
No. What ones did I say were winners? I don't remember.
Calorie Kardashian?
I liked that name.
And Mayhem Miller, you said would go far.
Yeah. Who does win? Do we know yet?
I don't...
Is it done
yet? I don't actually know.
Oh. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll keep you
posted. I think Carson Kressley was on the thing that we're going to talk about next. Was he not?
He was one of the originals. Yes. Yeah.
Huh.
Should we just dive into it?
Yeah, we should.
Queer Eye!
Oh, my sweet actual baby Jesus.
We love Queer Eye.
We are full-hearted Queer Eye supporters, and this next season coming out Friday, not Monday, as I've thought.
Perry's been really excited.
I have been, and I keep on, because Love, Simon also comes out onto Netflix that day.
I love that you know that. That was my
chair. I didn't.
Yeah, if you hear any weird squeaking, it's not our butts.
It could be sometimes.
I mean, I'll tell you if it is.
That was my butt.
But, it's the chairs. It's the chairs. Yeah.
I am a little bit too young to have watched the, original.
Yeah, I wasn't, let's see. So, the original came out in 2003.
And it ran till 2007.
Yeah. And, like,
I remember seeing it. 3 to 6.
I would have been, 12.
Jesus.
I like that laugh. Yeah, so it started in 2003, and the original cast was Ted Allen, Kyne Douglas, Tom Felicia, Carson Kressley, and Jay Rodriguez.
There's another regular guest, there's another regular judge on RuPaul.
Who?
It's not Carson Kressley.
There's four of them? Oh, is Carson Kressley a guest?
No, Carson Kressley is a regular, but there's also another one.
Who?
Oh my god. The one, and he has dark hair, and he's a bit chubbier.
Oh, yes! And he does the red carpet with E! With Kelly Osbourne! Yes,
and I love him!
Yeah! Oh god, what's his name? Oh man!
That was... Oh my god!
E. Co-host. Let me see... Da-da-da. Oh my god, what is his name? Oh my god. What's his name? Oh my god, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I cannot remember it.
I'm not even gonna interrupt Sarah because her song is amazing.
Someone should give me a record deal. Ross Matthews! Oh man. Yeah, he's cute. I like him.
I love him.
He's funny. Yeah.
A good egg.
He's funny. A good egg is true. A good egg is right. Queer Eye, the original Queer Eye, which was called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, it was a pretty forward-thinking show.
Yeah.
Especially for that time.
Yeah, for sure.
And
they were putting, because it was on Bravo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were putting, like, 5 gay guys on, like, mainstream TV.
Yeah.
And, like, making it a normal thing.
Yeah. It got high ratings, like, right off the start. And at one point, they had 3.34 million viewers per episode.
Wow.
Yeah. And it really helped get these guys, you know, out there.
Yeah. They won an Emmy Award.
Yeah, and, like, it was a huge platform for them.
It was.
And, it opened doors for them and allowed them to, like, you know, do their own things. And
did you know that they had a spinoff show?
Queer Eye for the Straight Girl.
Are we looking at the same Wikipedia?
Probably. We sure are. I never watched that one, and I never even heard of it until, like...
See, I had heard about it, but then... Yeah. But, like, not really because of, I don't know, I was little.
Yeah. It was, it was interesting.
Yeah. But. And it gave us the reboot. That's the fucking word I was looking for. Yeah. Reboot that we...
The reboot.
Love so dearly.
Yep. Queer Eye on Netflix. And, you know,
that came out in, it was originally released February 7th,
2018. Yeah. I watched it a little late.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I don't know if I'll like it, you know.
And I kept on telling Sarah, fucking watch this.
Yeah. And then I did. And I...
Her life just, all things keep getting better.
All things keep getting better. It's true. I love all of the guys on there.
We have
Bobby Burke,
Jonathan Van Ness,
Karamo Brown,
Tan France. Sarah needs to take a moment for our last,
Anthony.
Anthony Porowski.
Little Polish baby.
Oh,
and, like, Canadian, too.
Yeah.
I love him. I sent some text messages to Perry after watching it. One of them, which might have been, Anthony can fuck me up anytime.
Honestly, I think that's a direct quote. And I was like, LOL, a mood.
He's just so attractive. He is a beauty of a man.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. And everyone's like, he looks like John Mayer. I'm like, fuck off. Don't come into my house and disrespect me like that. I never
made that connection. I don't think he
does. I wouldn't have either, but I read an article the other day, and it's like, John Mayer lookalike, Anthony. And I'm like, fuck off. Get out of here.
That's wrong. Take away their publishing. That's wrong.
Hey, BuzzFeed, you're gonna have to stop.
So, aside from my thirst for Anthony, beauty of a man, they're just, like,
They're so good. They all, like,
mesh together so well.
BFFs, and, like, IRL.
It's so sweet.
Like,
they are always in each other's, like, Instagrams and Instagram stories.
Right.
And, like,
I feel
like they have, like, a really, like,
connection.
It's like they're, like, a family.
I know, and
it makes my heart cry. So happy. Like, it's so good. And, like, Karamo has a crazy story.
Karamo just got engaged.
Yeah.
Congrats, Karamo.
Yeah. And, like, he has two kids.
I feel like people often forget about Karamo and Bobby.
Yeah.
Because even though Bobby does, like, fucking the most work.
Yeah. Bobby is so sweet.
Bobby is adorable.
He has this, like, round face. His face is so round.
Yeah.
And, like, he is...
There was one episode where he had a sunburn, but then he also wore just red t-shirt, red shorts, yeah. And I was like...
I'm working this.
No, I'm proud of you, though.
Have I ever told you about my dad's, outfit that he wore when we were in Cuba?
No.
Okay, so...
Oh, I'm excited. This could be good.
This is, like... My dad could be on an episode of Queer Eye because he fucking has no sense of fashion or, like, anything. I would love to nominate him for Queer Eye. I think it would be hilarious. But, so I was 12 when we went to Cuba, and my dad drank just a shitload of rum and cokes.
Okay.
Got fucking trashed, man. Threw up all over the freaking hotel room. It was disgusting. The next day, he comes out of his own, out of the room, and I had already been down by the pool with my mom and my sister, and he comes out, and he's wearing these freaking bathing suit shorts that he's had for ages, but they're, like, pink. They're, like, pink and, like, teal.
Okay.
Very 80s.
Yes.
And he's probably had them since the 80s. So he's wearing those and a red t-shirt. And, like, pink and red don't... Go that's not a good combo. And
sorry,
one of the
Ariel.
Guys... So we were in Cuba for my uncle's wedding. And
destination wedding.
Yeah, one of the guys who was there, who was, like, a family friend, kind of, he looks at my mom and he goes, Hishona, I think you forgot to dress Peter this morning. My dad's just, like, walking around like a lost soul, trying to find shade in Cuba. He's, like, looking at the sky, and then he's like, oh, too bright. Looking at the ground, trying to find shade. He looked like he had come out of a bunker. It was the funniest thing. Anyway, yeah, so bunker just you saying Peter. The red outfit made me think of that. But, yeah. Yeah, no, Karamo and Bobby are kind of, like, yeah.
The episode where the guy is a cop.
Yes!
Karamo's moment with him in the car.
Yes. Okay, did you read about that?
And no, I didn't.
Like, okay, so, the guys were really, really upset with that episode because the producers knew what was happening.
Yeah.
But none of the guys knew what was happening, so they thought that, Karamo was for real getting pulled over. Jonathan was so scared, he thought that Karamo was gonna get, like, beaten, because they were in the South, where, like, white cops...
That's happening!
Black people, like, they were so scared, and they actually, like, the guy said, like, we almost stopped production, because we did not want, like, any part of that, and then it was Karamo who was, like, you know, like... We need to, like, put this on TV to show that a white cop and a black man can just have a conversation and, like, it doesn't need to escalate and, like, you know?
Yeah, like they when were... it was happening, like, I felt so, like...
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so oh what and you
they
saw...
Were, you could see, like, that was genuine.
That was real. Yeah, they had no idea what was going on. They thought it was, like, a real situation where they were getting pulled over and...
And it's not funny, like...
Oh, and a lot of people were like, why wasn't Karamo driving with his license, blah, 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 blah. And so the cars that were following have, like, they keep all the guys' stuff, like their wallets and all that stuff, in the cars that are following.
Yeah.
And so that's why Karamo wasn't able to give his license when he got pulled over. Because the other cars were carrying it. The producers, like, take their stuff. So, yeah. That was a wild episode, so.
I mean, it ended really nice. Like, I thought the end of that episode was really good. It made me cry. Okay. I'll be real with you. I cried just about every episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because, like, I'm a very emotional person to begin with. And then, like, sometimes they'll cry and I'll be like.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to set me off.
And it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, like, they call their, like, the guys to make over their hero.
Yeah.
And I was like.
It's so sweet.
What was your favorite episode? Nice.
What was my favorite episode? I think my favorite episode, I think, I can't remember his name. They just freaking posted a photo of him, too. It was the dad.
Bobby Camp?
Yes.
Me, too.
I really liked that episode. It was really sweet.
Was so cute.
Yeah, he was like, a cute man. Yeah.
A dilf.
Yeah.
I don't like saying that word.
Perry just threw up in her mouth. I liked that one. I also liked the very first episode.
Yeah.
With Tom.
Tom and Abby.
Yeah. That was really cute. And I just, like, I was just so impressed with him for just being so open with the guys and, like, bringing them in.
Yeah, because he was older.
Yeah, he seemed like he could have been one of those guys who, like, you know, like, had a wall up for them and, like...
He was very, like, forthgiving with information.
It was so sweet. And I, of course, really also liked the firefighter episode.
The firefighter episode.
That was a good episode. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about what each guy does, because, like, a big part of Queer Eye is, like, each of the Fab Five have, like, a special job.
They're, like,
job.
An expert.
Yeah. On something.
So, Bobby Burke is the designer, like, the home designer.
Which also means contractor, plumber, electrician.
Yeah. He's, like...
He has a full week to do, like, a full house. A full house.
Yeah.
So, like...
And he freaking gets it done, man.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah. He does, like, a really good job. I want to know what his house looks like.
Right? I bet it's beautiful.
Like, can you give us a tour, Bobby?
Hey, Bobby.
Like, just, like, a little Instagram story tour.
Yeah.
Sometimes he posts, like, furniture that he's buying, and I'm like, not enough. Show me the whole room. Where is this going?
Like, tell me where it's gonna go.
Is this a feature piece? Do you just look at it, or do you actually sit on this chair?
Yeah, is it gonna be something that you use for real?
Yeah.
Karamo is like culture and like
he's the culture.
He's like more like a therapist and like helps psych the guys up and like gets them like feeling
gets them in a good headspace. Yeah.
Really,
and he does a really good job.
Yeah, like honestly, I want a little tiny Karamo to just sit on my shoulder. Yeah. And like talk me through my days. Yeah. And like.
Yeah. Bobby does a really good job of that too.
Bobby he had a really special moment with other Bobby Camp.
Yeah.
In their episode
in the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a sweet moment.
Really sweet.
Yeah.
Jonathan
is the beauty expert.
He's a beauty expert, and he's like, take care. Oh, jeepers, creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers?
He takes
Where'd you get those eyes?
Well,
sorry, I have to do the whole thing.
He takes care of, like, their grooming stuff.
Yeah.
And he has beautiful hair.
He really does.
And
I'm not sure about the mustache. The mustache he's happening going with right now.
Neither am I.
Not my favorite, but he's working it.
You do.
And, you know, like, he posts all the time about how he has to be true to himself and... If that is your truth right now, Jonathan Van Ness, then you work it, honey.
Follow your bliss.
Yes. That sounds like a weird sex phrase. I've always kind of hated that.
Oh, no, I don't like it either.
It's not like a good phrase. But, yeah, Jonathan is a sweetie. And
he is.
Yeah. He...
Tan is our fashion expert.
And he always reminds me of... what the frick is his name? I always forget his name. He's in Cabaret. And he's in Spy Kids, too. And he's also in The Good Wife.
Alan Cummings?
Yes! Alan Cummings. Yes. For some reason, I think it's, like, the accent.
No, it's definitely the accent. And he has, like, very similar eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Tan is so pretty.
Tan is gorgeous.
Like, he has beautiful eyelashes, his hair, I don't know if that's, like, a natural or he's done that, like, purposely.
The gray or the floof?
Like, the salt and pepper.
Yeah, it's a good look. Yeah.
The floof is beautiful.
And his skin, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, it must have been so hard for him.
Yeah.
Because he has, like, his family is... Indian.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about that.
And, like...
Who was that? The hairy guy. Squatch guy.
The Squatch... I know who you're talking about, yeah, but I can't freaking remember his name.
That was a good episode.
I can't remember his name.
His hair. I was like,
yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, that must have been so hard to, like, grow up. And like, especially in a culture that's not really, like... I mean, obviously, like, every individual in that culture is different, like, but, like, as a culture, they're not super open to that sort of stuff, like, being gay or bi or lesbian or whatever it is. So, yeah. Props to you, Tan.
Yeah, we're proud of you. I liked, like...
His husband's really cute, too. And, like, they just love each other so much. And, like,
sometimes, like, when I get dressed and I'll pull on one of my button-ups and some jeans, I'm like... like Tan dressed me because a lot of times
he likes a button up.
His outfit was a nice t-shirt pattern button up,
yeah,
some good fitting jeans and a nice shoe, and like honestly, like
that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
because like you can dress it up, you can dress it down.
Yeah, I like how when he is styling the people on the show, he like doesn't deviate too much from what they were already wearing. Yeah. Like, a lot of times he's just like, this is good, but, like, you just need a better fit.
Yeah.
So, like, try this, try that. Like he's like not...
He takes them out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But, like, still manages
but
to keep
it there. But he's not giving them a new fashion sense.
Yeah.
He's taking parts of what they already have and just, then... like, enhancing it.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that. I think that's good.
I think where we have our guac boy left.
Anthony? He's the food expert.
Anthony's the food expert. And by food expert, we mean he makes a couple dishes based around an avocado and then serves it.
And who doesn't freaking love avocado?
That's a lie. Like, he does actually do some really nice little things.
He posts some food, and I'm like, wow.
His
can you
Instagram?
Just fucking come feed
his
me?
His Instagram is a mix of thirst traps.
Yep.
And food. And that's all I actually need to survive.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, 100%
like,
fine with
thank
it.
Thank you, Anthony, for feeding us so well.
Yeah. And not just feeding us food, but feeding us with your body. I didn't want to be, like...
Gross.
I don't want to objectify him, but, like... God, he's a freaking beautiful man.
He is beautiful. Ugh. He's a gorgeous man. He's a gorgeous boy.
Just... Yeah. I can't... My words are gone. That's it. What was that salad that he made? It was avocado... Watermelon. Was it watermelon? Yeah.
Maybe grapefruit?
It was grapefruit. And, like, a little drizzle, and, yeah.
Like, it just sounds so nice. Yeah,
it just, I remember texting Barry and being like, I want to make this salad that he just made, and it's literally nothing.
It's like a honey Dijon balsamic drizzle. Here it is. Oh, she found it.
Okay. It was Corey.
Yes.
That he made it for, Corey, and it was in episode 3.
Dega don't, right?
Uh-huh. What?
That's the name of the episode. Corey's the policeman. Oh, my God.
I don't know what it was called.
I'm
just on Anthony's Instagram. Anyway, so basically it's just grapefruit and a perfectly ripe avocado with, like, a little salt and pepper and, like, a balsamic type.
Was it Anthony who showed us how to pick the perfect avocado?
I believe it was.
Because he takes, like, the little top part out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've started doing that, and that's the best life hack I've ever used, like, in a work.
Do you know that when you're buying pineapple, if you're buying, like, a full pineapple, if you pull, like, the middle stem out, if it comes out easily, then it's a good ripe pineapple, and if it's hard to tug, then it's not quite ripe yet.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an apparently. I don't know for sure, but that's what I've heard about pineapples. Sorry, I'm just kind of lost in Anthony's Instagram now, so yeah, I'll be back in a minute. Okay. I'm back. Yeah, I wanted to make that salad. I still haven't made it.
Neither have I.
Perry and I were going to make it for this episode, but we started recording real early.
Yeah, we went out for breakfast first, too. It was pretty yummy.
Yeah. Perry's breakfast got taken away before she could finish it.
I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and it was gone.
And I tried to be like, I don't think she's done yet. And the lady was like, no, no.
No, no, she done.
And then left. And I was like, she had toast left.
Toast. It was good rye toast.
Anything else about Queer Eye? What else do we have to mention about Queer Eye? It comes out soon.
Oh, yeah.
Season 2 comes out soon.
On the 15th.
I'm so happy that they did it fast.
Right? Like,
I'm glad they didn't make us wait.
Like, they filmed this when they were filming the first season.
Yeah.
In case there was such a demand. And I'm like,
thank God.
Kings looking out for your supporters.
Yeah. Because... Like, fuck me if I had to wait a year.
Right?
Like, I would die.
Like, I finished because there was only 8 episodes in the first season, which...
I need a 24-episode season.
Yeah.
If that's asking too much, well, too damn bad.
I'll work another job and produce it.
Yeah. We discussed that I was a casting director yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, she would be.
I didn't know what to say.
I
just stared at each other for a minute. What other queer icons are there? Oh, did you want to say the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched the trailer for season 2. Sarah hasn't watched the trailer
yet, but she should, because it literally made me cry, because, like, they do a lady.
Oh.
And a trans, I think it's a trans guy.
Oh.
And
yeah, I'm gonna die.
And I'm like, there's a part that me and our manager, Mitch, were talking about yesterday in the trailer.
Another gay icon.
Mitchell is a gay icon.
If you listen to this, Mitchell, sorry for calling you out, but...
He's the whole reason why I started working at the Cineplex.
It's true.
Kayla's like, yo, Mitchell is awesome and he's gay. And I'm like, I need to be best friends with him.
So Mitchell's the bomb.
And that's not like Mitchell. A weird straight girl gay best friend thing. We all know I'm bi, right? Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. So the trailer, there's a part where Anthony just starts bawling his fucking eyes out, and I'm like,
I'm not ready for it.
Sarah's gonna die.
Yeah.
She's just gonna...
I'm not ready for it. Did you watch the little video of them telling their coming out stories?
No, because I would die.
Oh, it was so sweet. Maybe I'll have to watch it. Oh, it was in an Instagram story. Mm. But, like, you could still pull it up. I can't remember. It was
probably a highlight.
It was for a magazine of something or other. You could probably find it. It was really sweet. Oh. And, like, Anthony was like, you know, like, I used to, like, shy away from the word queer.
Yeah.
Like, I never wanted to use it.
Because queer is a word that's been kind of, like, demonized. And, like, but same with gay. And a lot of people in the LGBT community get kind of, like, about using queer. But, like, I've always used queer to, like, identify myself just because sometimes it's so much easier than having to, like, justify myself as bi.
I remember asking you one time how you identified yourself, and you said queer.
Yeah, because...
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because it's just so much easier, because sometimes, like, maybe this will be a tiny mini rant, because, like, people can, like, invalidate bisexuality, and, like, it's something that makes me really apprehensive about my sexuality, and that was part of the reason why it took me a little bit longer to come out, because I'm like, no one's going to take me seriously, they're going to just say it's a phase, like, this sort of thing, and be kind of assholes about it, because it's like, well, if you're dating a guy, then you have to be straight, but if you're dating a girl, you're a lesbian, and it's like, no, it doesn't work like that, like, my identity doesn't change because I'm who I'm dating, like...
Yeah. Alan Cummings actually has some really good quotes about that, because he's bi.
Yeah.
He's been in relationships with men and women. Yeah. I think he's currently married to a man. But I'm not 100% sure on that, please don't quote me. But he has some good quotes about being bi and, like, how, you know, even if I'm, you know, with a woman, I can still be attracted to a man.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's okay. And then, like, there's a whole thing of, married to Grant Schaefer.
Yes.
Before that, he was married to Hillary Leon.
A woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of people, like think that bisexuals are more likely to cheat on people because they're attracted to both sexes, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
And then there's also the idea that bisexual people are, transphobic because it's like, well, you only date men and women. It's like, okay. Your point is?
Yeah.
Like, if you're trans, you're still a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Like, either way, however you don't identify. Like,
yeah.
It's not like...
It's such a tricky thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was, yeah. Not to be like, boo-hoo, it's hard for me, a white lady, to come out, but, like, it was scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want to say I get that. Yeah, I don't get it, but, like...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So in this video where they were talking about, like, their coming out stories, Anthony was like, I used to, like, shy away from the word queer. I wanted to separate myself from it. I never wanted to be associated with anything queer. But he's like, you know, now it's, like, a term of endearment. And, like, it's a powerful word for me now. Aww. And he's, like, embracing it. It's like, Anthony, I'll hug you. Make you feel better.
It's not fair. His boyfriend is pretty, too. Like, his boyfriend is gorgeous. And I'm fuck both of you.
Yeah. They actually, like, all have, like, beautiful, really amazing partners. Yeah. Like, just, like...
Jonathan has a podcast that Anthony was on, and Anthony spoke Polish in it. And the second I heard it happen, I was like, hey, Sarah...
I keep meaning to listen to Jonathan's podcast, but I haven't.
It's called, like, Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff I learned, I think it's, like a half-hour podcast.
Yeah, I don't think they're long episodes.
They're not long episodes at all. But, like, you learn a lot. I really enjoyed their episode about cults. Big surprise there.
Did you listen to the B episode?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because he posted so much about that episode. I was like, I need to listen to this. Like,
it's an exciting episode. Yeah. Support your bees.
Yeah. People don't understand. If bees fucking die,
we're all fucked.
If there were no bees, like, humans would be screwed.
They would be.
Like, so colony collapse is a real issue. It doesn't matter if you're afraid of bees. Don't fucking squash them. They're not out to get you.
The bumblebees this year, just like a side note on this topic, are like the size of my full thumb.
They're big, yeah.
They're massive this year.
But bumblebees won't sting you.
I know. I love
them. They're like friendly.
They're the good bees.
Yeah, they're just like fat little bumbles.
Those little tiny-ass fucking wasps.
Fuck a wasp.
Yeah.
You can...
And those black bees?
Yeah. You can destroy those.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking decimate those. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're gonna go off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, really quickly, not about anything Pride-related, I want to talk about the massacre we saw.
Oh, okay. Oh my fucking god.
This is like... Okay, before I talk about it, do we have any other queer stuff that we need to discuss? Or were those our two queer topics?
I think those were our two queer topics.
Are there any other gay LGBT icons that you want to mention?
I mean, I want to talk about Tyler Oakley really quickly, because, like, he's always done a lot for the gay community, and right now, this is his second year in doing it. He's doing this Chosen Family series, where he brings light to, like, LGBT topics, and, like, he does, like, a special, like, series of, like, merch and everything, goes to, like, specific charities for
it. Tyler Oakley is someone I don't know a whole lot about.
Tyler Oakley, growing up, like, from, like, ages, like, 11 till now, even, has always been someone I looked up to.
Yeah.
And he's a lot of the reason why I came out, like, to begin with. And, like, I don't know, like, I've met him, and that was, like...
I remember that. I was working that day, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
And I, like, oh my god. I have a picture with him, and it was, like, a really big moment for me. And I still... Itchy. Okay. And, like, even now, like, I don't watch a lot of his, like, videos, just because, like, I don't have time to watch YouTube videos. But...
Yeah.
Like, I still love him and support everything he does, but yeah. He's a gay icon that should be recognized.
For sure.
Hayley Cuoco. There's so many gay people that are out there living lives, doing good things for the community. That, like, it'll take too long to name them all, like...
True. Basically, props to anyone who has, like, the strength and the courage to come out and be authentic to who they are, and, like... Even if you... Are you okay?
The transgender lady from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
Laverne Cox?
Yeah. Yes. I love her. God bless her. She is great.
She is an angel.
So, yeah, props to you for having the courage to come out and be authentic to who you are. And if you haven't come out yet, you know...
That's like, okay.
Do it when the time is right for you.
Yeah.
Fuck anyone who outs someone. That fucking pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's not your thing to do. So, you know, like, you know, if you know who you are on the inside and, like, you just
aren't ready to let everyone else know
or come out yet,
that's okay. It's not safe. Yeah, that's fine.
Take your time. Do it at your pace.
Also,
it's,
like,
it's your truth that you get to live.
Allies are 100%, like...
That was my next thing I was going to say. Shout out to the allies.
Yeah. Like, you guys are important, like... Oh, I had to burp again. I'm so sorry. In the middle of this nice, like, delicate moment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, allies are super important.
Yeah, like, they're, like, as much as, like, LGBT people have, like, done, like, their effort a lot of times, as unfortunate as it is, there wouldn't be so much progress without allies, so, like...
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know.
Yeah. It's just, and it's not hard to be an ally.
No.
Like, you, honestly, it's the most effortless thing.
Yeah.
Like, I consider myself an ally.
You
like,
are.
I'm very open, I'm accepting of people, and
that's... You're willing to learn.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big
things.
I
turn to Perry a lot sometimes, and I'll be like, okay, what is this? Is this insensitive? How do I approach this? Like, and... I think that's part of being an ally, is being open to learning and asking questions. And I think straight people sometimes, you know, like, aren't sure of how to go about asking questions. Like, they're afraid of sounding ignorant or, like, insulting or whatever it is. But, like...
We want you to ask questions.
If you're asking the question and, like... You're not asking it in a malicious way, and it's easy to tell if someone's asking it in a malicious way or not. If you're, like, open and you're curious and you just, like, have a willingness to know, then, like, that's helpful. Like, information is power, so, you know, just, you know, be accepting, like, be kind to one another. Ellen DeGeneres, we didn't talk about Ellen at all!
Fuck.
Is this, like, a 7-hour episode? We're gonna have to do a part two.
Yeah.
We're going to do a part two of the queer episode.
Maybe we'll do a part two to end the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, a nice little sandwich.
Yeah. So,
let's save that then.
The massacre? No, we'll talk about Ellen. Yeah, we'll talk about Ellen at the end of the month. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about this massacre now. So we were coming back from... Okay, so we live about 2 hours away from Toronto, which is where we had to go to see Phantom of the Opera. And so we were coming home, and it was late. It was probably like 1 o'clock. Sorry, I was touching your foot.
That's okay.
It was probably like 1 o'clock, 1:30 at this time. And we were driving down this, like, dark road that I've driven on, like, 100 times.
Nice country bumpkin road.
Just a little nice country road. And I had my, like, bright high beams off, and then I flicked them on, and our friend Joanna says, "Oh, those some bright lights." And I jokingly said, "Oh, yeah, they're so I can see the deer," because deer frequently run out on this road.
Yes.
And literally, as I say that, we come across a friggin' bloodbath. Like, there was blood all over the road.
Yeah.
Someone had hit a deer.
But, like, they hit it, so it was, like, in half.
The head was on one side of the road. This is terribly graphic. I should have put a trigger warning on here. The head was on one side of the road. The body was on the other. There was blood all over the road. Perry in the front seat goes, "Was that a human?"
And then 5 seconds later, "Can we turn around?"
And I'm like, "No, we're not turning around. We're gonna keep going." Joanna, like, screams in the back. Kayla thought we were hitting a deer. She thought it was a dog, the half that she saw. It was just, like, bad timing.
Morgan just sat quiet.
I know. She was just kind of like, "What?
What's happening?"
It was bad timing on my part to be like, "Oh, yeah, turn my bright lights on so I can see the deer."
There was so much blood.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was wild. And then I talked to my sister yesterday because my sister had come to the show as well. It was her first night out without the baby. And so my dad had driven her. And they had left before us. We parked, like, 40 minutes away from where the show was. It was a long story. We'll talk about it on the rave. But, so they had left before, so I asked my sister, I was like, "How was your drive home? Like, was it okay?" And she goes, "Oh, did you see all the blood?" And I was like, "Yes!" And she was like, "Yeah, someone hit a deer." And I was like, "Okay, so it was a deer. We weren't sure if it was a coyote or, like, what it was. Perry thought it was a human." And Hannah was like, "Oh no, it was a deer." So it was wild. Yeah. Sorry to all the vegans out there, but, like, I didn't hit it.
It's not like we're going out to eat it.
It was, wild. And then, we dropped, I dropped Perry off first, and then I dropped our friend Morgan off, and so I still had Joe and Kayla in the car. We dropped Morgan off, I pull out of her driveway, and I'm heading down the road, and we see a mama deer with the teeniest little BB deer ever, like, wobbly little legs, walking down the side of the road, and Kayla goes, "They're looking for its dad. It might be the one that we saw on the road." And I was like, "Kayla, no."
Bad.
It was just, it was a wild night.
That was wild.
Yeah. It was
good stuff.
It was crazy. Yeah. Thanks for listening to part one of our
episode. Now 2-part series.
Yeah. Well, I think we didn't realize how much we, like, how much stuff there is to talk about on this topic.
We were like, "We're going to talk about RuPaul and Queer Eye." And
And now we're like, we have so much more to talk about. So, I think that'll be good to do one at the end. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Finish off the month nice. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Do we want to do, like, a mini rant?
Sure.
I don't have one.
I don't really have one either.
Okay, we're not going to do a mini rant.
Fuck mini rant this week.
Follow us on Instagram at Rant Rave Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Rant and Rave Pod.
Remember to listen to us. Tell your friends to listen to us. Tell your friends that you won't be friends with them if they don't listen to us. I find that works a lot.
I always say like and subscribe on iTunes, but you don't. Just subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a little review. Helps bump us up the chart so more people can listen to us scream into a microphone.
I say yeah a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to stop doing that because I listen back and I'm just like, yeah.
I say like a lot.
That's what it sounds like.
That was what I noticed in the first episode. I said like every second word and I was like, Jesus
Christ. I'm going to find some synonyms for yeah.
Yes. Yo.
No. I'm, yo.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're going to end it on that. Bye! Bye.